Blog Talk Radio.
It's indeed a pleasure to introduce and present to others Dr. Larissa D. Smith, the CEO and host of WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one. They call them Coach. They call them Doc. They call them Low. They call them the Love Guru. Sometimes they call him Professor. Without further ado, I bring before you the voice of WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one, Dr. Larissa D. Smith. Make it do what it do. The host of Talking Sports Plus Primetime. This is our original show 6 years ago. We started on September 27, 2017. It was real sports talk at the time. That is Talking Sports Plus Primetime. Again, it's awesome to come before you. I'm excited. We mentioned it, as mentioned in the introduction, I am Dr. Larissa D. Smith. Happy to be here. I'm excited because I'm blessed. This is wonderful Wednesday. A lot of people say hump day. So we're going to come and talk some sports. Now, one of the most important things we need to focus on, and we actually to focus on, this is an interactive platform. We have several devices working, several social media sites that's available, as well as a call-in number. See, you can be a part of the show by calling in. But before we go to the call-in number, let's talk about Talking Sports Plus. It's the voice of historical black colleges and universities, high school, and middle school athletic in the southeastern part of the United States. We just want to focus on those areas that a lot of times are omitted by your major network. But we're a major network. We're number one. WBSW Radio, the internet station, we're number one. We're the first one to put all the social media into effect and broadcast at a level that we can share with others. Again, we're interactive. We want you to communicate. We want you to type in your comment. Type in what state you're from. I'd like to see that because I'm building a bank here where I can put in these various states or what state you're living in at this time or where you're from. It's truly a great opportunity. We want you to be a part of the show by calling in. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last four digits of your cell or your telephone, actually your location, and chat with Dr. Larissa D. Smith. And now the team of co-hosts I have that call in from time to time. Matter of fact, what I'm already letting you know, they was ready to be on the show, but the emergency came up, so they was not able to be, they won't be able, they might be able to get in later on, but they said they'll be pressing it. So truly, truly, our friends are for Brother Anthony Storworth and a family member that he's making sure he check on and make sure they're in order. So, Brother Starworth, we're praying for you. Thank you so much for being one to be a part of this. He's also a sponsor, L&T Starworth Lawn Service, LLC. So we thank them in many ways. We also want you to get the opportunity to check us out on the web link. You can go to Google search, type in WBSW Radio, blog, talk, and it'll populate with the voice of the Smith Way production. We're excited about that, but if you just want to go to our web link, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/WBSW, Internet Talk Radio. And if you want to check us out by emailing us, you can at lorenzadsmith15@gmail.com, along with an opportunity to check us out on Twitter, and that's at WBSW Radio. We also have an opportunity at Larissa D. Smith at Coach_L_Smith at Tremaine Edwards with the number 7 at Victor Phi Sigma underscore with the number 10. And as we said, we're broadcasting on four different networks, I'm going to say five different networks tonight. We want to let you know how you can connect with us. You can go to Facebook, that's facebook.com/DRL, as well as you go to Tumblr and you check us out at DrLoe-Blog. On TikTok, you got a chance to check us out on TikTok. And TikTok, you have Dr. Loe L. D. Alberto Smith. And then on Instagram, truth I want to share. Someone made a point to kind of hack all my accounts I had out there. So I had to kind of regroup here, and especially for the chapter account, which we are partnered with, that's Zeta Phi Sigma Greenwell. No longer will be using that one. It'll be Z Squad Greenwell 1981. That's what we're broadcasting from tonight. We're still working, trying to get President Dr. Lorinda D. Smith together to see exactly what's going on. We have to end up changing that as well. But that's what happened when you're moving forward. Sometimes people just want to jump in. Let me give a shout out to Brother Anthony Brakey out of the great state of Georgia, a Phi Beta Sigma fraternity, and also a member of Zeta Phi Sigma chapter in Greenville, Alabama, along with the Vice President Anthony Stallworth, which is Brother Tony Stallworth, out of South Central Alabama. We're so glad to have him. And I just shared, he shared with me what was going on. We're praying, Brother, for nothing but speed recovery in regards to family member, whoever it may be. God, as we ask him to speed the process up so we can recover. So we're praying, brothers, as well. We also want to give a shout out. We have several people on Tumblr. Let me give a shout out to them. Matter of fact, it says Dr. Lowe Smith, let us know on Blog Talk Radio's Talking Sports Plus Prime Time, said aired on WBSW Radio. So have Wonderless Cloud joining us, along with Intrepid Renegade joining us. Thank you. That's just a few that have joined us so far. We got Mary joining us on TikTok. Prime America joining us. Thank you, Prime America. Represented. We have Shea Fungus Dickens. Thank you so much. Derek Peel, member of Zeta Phi Sigma chapter of Greenville, Alabama. He's our director of education. And we want to thank, as long as the court secretary as well, thank you so much, Brother Pugh, for being a part. As I said, Mary joined us, and we have Spam joining us. So thank you so much. Now, you got to remember now, on each one of our devices, actually hit the star. We need for you to hit the star. And some of us give them a gift, and we're going to have our cash app on, so you can donate to help us do what we're doing and continue to do what we're doing. So we're so glad to come before you. We're really excited. We also want to share with you that WBSW Radio, the internet station, has listeners and watchers in 40 countries, and we're on all of the continents. So God has blessed us to expand from one show to now 15 shows, broadcasting all over the world. When our base was only out of New York, and we broadcast out of South Florida, so we moved to the southeastern part of the United States, in the middle section of it. We thank you so much for being able to broadcast and bring this to you. Also, we have a WDSW radio giveaway. And what we do with that, we ask you to send your name so you can put it in the raffle. And what we raffle on hotel stays, and it varies from over to Atlanta, from Atlanta to Orlando, from Orlando to New Orleans in between. With Nashville's in there, you know, it's just Cancun, Mexico, with the paper trips, the whole thing. And we're going to be coming up in Michigan. We'll be raffling off two international trips. One of them will be to Paris, France, 5 nights and 6 days. And the other, we pay for the hotel now. And that'll ease up a lot on me. And then the next one, it's Dubai, 5 nights, 6 days. And we're working on Bali, 5 nights and 6 days. So you'll get a chance. Then we're also going to continue with giving away, because recently we gave away a trip to Hawaii. We shout out to Dr. Ashley for winning that. Also had a trip to Las Vegas. We're going to pay for the hotel. And it's truly a great opportunity, a value of $5 for the hotel for 3 nights and 4 days. one of our frat brothers, and we want to thank you so much who joined us, and that's Tyrone G. Thank you so much for being a part of Tyrone and giving me that. So we need to get your name in. Can you in the comment section and say, I want to be a part of the rap? All you do is type your name in. I'll take it and I'll put it so it'll be to the canister. And we also have where we give you love offerings that we give from time to time. We need to get a means of transaction, Cash App, or PayPal, or Venmo, or Zelle, to LorendaDSmith15@gmail.com. So we want you to be a part of this. We want you to still be interactive. Let's talk a minute. Let's talk about sports. Let's talk about, are you a pretender or a contender? It said, are you pretender or contender? What are you? We're talking about the Thrust for the Championship, regardless of what level you are. Have you found out after 8 games in some cases, 7 games in other cases, or 9 games in some other cases, depending on what state you're in, that are you a contender or a pretender? What are you? In your neck of the woods, what is your team? Is it a contender championship for the Black College National Championship, for the FBS Championship, for the FBS College Playoff? Are you attending? Are you in middle school in that area? Do you have a championship? Are you contending for it? So we truly want to give you a shout out. We have several people joining us, and that's Nakia, Taxi, and we have Zaria Young joining us. Thank you so much. And I see Jameel. Thank you for joining. Thank each and every one of y'all. Come on, bring it up. I need to get some stars. Hit some stars tonight. Get some hearts tonight. I need that going because we're keeping all this as data that we can present if that is a question. Are you a pretender or a contender? What are you? What are your university doing? What is your high school doing? What is your middle school doing? What is your professional team doing? Are you pretending that you're a champion or you're a contender? Let's talk about the road to Atlanta, because this is important with the historical Black colleges and university storyline. Let's talk about the road to Atlanta. We always try to look at the preseason poll. We're in week 7 power ranking for the historical Black colleges and university football. Started at number one and been at number one since preseason. Going into the 9th or 10th week, you have North Carolina Central undefeated, and they are holding up number one right now. Number two is Florida A&M. Florida A&M is right on their tail, notching for that number one spot. They're also pretty much leader in the SWAC overall, Florida A&M, especially on the Eastern Division. They are leader ahead of 1 or 2 games on the next one. And now they dropped a couple games, but they're back. But they're ranked number 3 in the power rankings. So they're losing. If they lost a game, they lost it to teams like Florida A&M. They may have lost to other teams that are ranked in there. And number 4 is Hampton University. As you know, Hampton and Howard, North Carolina A&T, they decided to leave, and they're back and forth with the MEAC and the Big South or several other conferences there. They wanted to move, so they're still ranked in the historical Black college and university power ranking. That's Hampton at number 4. At number 5, Tennessee State University. And we know they're over in the Ohio Valley Conference, but they're ranked number 5 in the historical Black college and university rankings. Alcorn is ranked number 6. Alcorn came to Montgomery, played Alabama State University, and walked out with a victory 23-20. Prairie View A&M is ranked number 7. Number 8 is Howard University. Number 9 is Grambling State University. And number 10 is Southern University. So those are top 10 rankings. And we excited to give that to you. Now we want to look at the Division II, Historical Black Colleges and Universities. There are two conferences, and we don't want to forget about them. You have the Southern Intercollegiate Athletic Conference, teams like you, pretty much the schools that are in the Greater Atlanta area, the black colleges there, the Clark, the Morehouse, the Morris Brown. Then you also have in the state of Georgia, Fort Valley and Clark. I'm sorry, Fort Valley and Albany. Then if you move over to the state of Alabama, you have three schools. You have Miles, you have Tuskegee, and you, there's universities now in Mobile College is added to that as well. Then up in the state of Ohio, you have truly Central State University. And you have several others. Now you have the CIAA, which is the Central Intercollegiate Athletic Association. Your division is Virginia State, and in the rankings, Virginia Union. But let's run off these teams and make up a Division II, Week 7 poll. Benedict College is ranked number one. Benedict College won the SIAC last year. And when they competed in CIAA, won that championship. Virginia State University is ranked number two. Tuskegee, with that one loss to Alabama A&M, which was not a beautiful sight, 58-3, but they're holding their own in the SIAC. Miles College is number four. Number five is Fort Valley State University. Number six is Virginia Union. Keep in mind that Virginia Union is, you have two colleges out in the state of Virginia that's in the top 10. Albany State, there's two colleges out of the state of Georgia, that's Fort Valley State and Albany State. And out of, if I'm not mistaken, that's North Carolina, Johnson C. Smith, up there in North Carolina, ranked number eight. Number nine is Allen College, that just recently joined that. The SIAC, and Fayetteville State University out of Fayetteville, North Carolina. Those are the top 10 colleges in the Division II of the Historical. We truly want to take this opportunity to give a shout-out to one of our sponsors. That's TriStat LLC. And if you have any kind of consulting need, they can meet your need. You need to contact Mr. William Scott. And it's 334-320-5438. That's TriStat LLC. Truly an awesome organization that do consulting, work with you if you can award it a grant. And if to help, they can help you administer that grant, come up with your final presentation to present to the grantors. So give us, and that's Mr. William Scott and his team, at 334-320-5438. We want to move forth and look at in week six. We had some awesome games played in week six. And matter of fact, we're going to do five and six because every 2 weeks, 1 week we missed. Week five and week six results from the Historical Black Colleges and Universities Conference. You had Tuskegee, who traveled up to Huntsville, Alabama, played number 11, Alabama A&M. At the time, the final score was Alabama A&M was 58, and Tuskegee was 3. It was Alabama A&M homecoming. We had number 8, Alcorn, to take on Alabama State University, at the time ranked number 12, and that was a 23-20 result. Grambling, who was ranked number 13, took on number 18, Prairie View. Grambling 35, Prairie View 20. Number 14, North Carolina A&T, took on 15, North Carolina State, and the score was 28 for North Carolina A&T, 26 for North Carolina State. And in week six, you had Alabama State University taking on Bethune-Cookman for homecoming. Alabama State black team, Bethune-Cookman, 14. And down in the Gulf Coast Classic down there, Fort City Classic, Gulf Coast Classic in Mobile, Alabama, you had Alabama A&M traveling to take on Jackson State. And the final score was Jackson State 45, Alabama A&M 30. Number one Florida A&M had a real tough battle with Southern down in Southern. The final score was Florida A&M was 26, Southern is 19. So we give a shout out to those teams and the ones that were successful, the ones that are well. For our top performance for week 5 and week 6, we have Jackson State jumped out early on Alabama A&M 45-30, led by quarterback Jason Brown, 3 touchdowns. Florida A&M quarterback Jeremy Moss threw for 325 yards. 2 touchdowns to beat Southern 26-19. Those are top performers for the week of week six, not 5, just week 6. Thank you so much. As we move forward, the must-see games this weekend coming up, and it's important. This is week 7. We have number 11 Alabama A&M taking on. If that was a change with Grambling, taking on number 9, Grambling. They're going down to Grambling. Then you have Alabama State University at the time was 8, but then fell outside of the top 10. Will be taking on Jackson State, who's ranked number 3 in Jackson, Mississippi for homecoming. This game already have a side show that's already been put on. Brought upon last year when there was a situation after the game when there was a behavior that led to the teams of coaches apologizing, but it was always said about what was mentioned in the press conference, and one of the things was we won't play Jack State for their homecoming. You will get that opportunity out of the state. So promise you will get it because you're heading down there this weekend to play Jackson State on their homecoming. So we look to see how excited it will be. We have number 15, Norfolk State, taking on number 3, Tennessee State. So that's going to be a must-see game this weekend in historical black colleges and universities. So we're truly so thankful to have that opportunity to kind of bring that group, that segment with you. And we want to make sure we're now able to play some of our sponsors. So we've got some awesome sponsors. So this is L&T Stormwater. Lawn Service, LLC.
That's right, hard work. Check out L&T, Stormwood Lawn Service, LLC, the manicure expert in South Central Alabama. For more information, call Mr. Tony Stormwood at 334-300-7401. Again, that's 334-300-7401. Or just go to Facebook and check out Anthony Stallworth. DM Anthony and he can connect with you. So we look forward to making it do what it do.
Interested in getting your lawn manicured and do some other things, you call Mr. Tony Stallworth. That's 334-300-7401. That's L&T Stallworth Lawn Service, LLC, in South Central Alabama. Thank you so much as a sponsor, Brother Stallworth, and I see you on the line. I want to give a shout out to Roy Sr., a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, my LB from 83. Also, the chaplain for Zeta Phi Sigma chapter in Greenville, Alabama. Thank you, Brother Ted, for supporting and being here, as well as Brother Stallworth, as well as Brother Brakey. Thank y'all for taking time to support and what we're trying to do here. All right, we want to move forward, and I want to send some people over because, and repeat this, I said earlier, I'll count Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville with the number 10 was hacked. And I put it where we, you know, kind of asked to remove it. And we have a new account, which will be a little difficult to go in and hack, which will be Z Squad Greenville 1981. Z Squad Greenville, it's on Instagram, 1981. If you want to flip over there, brothers, and let me see you pop up, it'll be good to see you on there because we just started this one, and we'll slowly going to be picking up individuals who will be following us. So slowly, it's about 3 weeks. Slowly, numbers are really slow right now because we just started this one, because the other one we had to shut down or give a report of hacking. So that's what happened. Let me give a shout out to Slow, the Life of Chaos, along with that's California. They're from California. California here. Thank you so much, Slow, the Chaos. Thank you from California. We also have Angus 1320. We have June B with the number 1. Thank you for joining us. We have several others that we're looking at. We have J.B. Bright joining us, along with Can We Be For Real? Flames joining us. Thank you so much for each and every one of you all. Thank you so much for LFT Lawn Service, LLC, Mr. Tony Stalwart, along with Tri-Stat LLC, Mr. William Scott. Thank you all for sharing and being a part. We want to be a part of this. So truly, truly, we're excited about the opportunity that we have here to come before you tonight. Let's go to the next segment, and it's our Coach's Corner. It's so important that we talk about our Coach's Corner. The biggest thing is located is the top 25 of the NCAA ranking. See, they have a power ranking, and each one of these outlets would come up with a ranking, whether it's AP, Coaches, ESPN, and many others that have a ranking. We're going to read off the top 15. We got Georgia still ranked as number 1. This is 6 straight weeks. They've been ranked number 1. In about 2 weeks of the college football playoff poll coming to existence. So maybe after the major games, they're going to come up with one early, but they're going to work on it and build it and build it. We also want to give a shout out to Michigan. They are ranked number 2. Number 3 is Ohio State. Number 4 is Florida State. Number 5 is Oklahoma, who had an amazing win. We're going to talk about it over Texas at the Red River Classic, a rival, if you want to call it. Penn State, we got a big one coming up this week. Penn State, you have Washington. It's going to have a big one with Oregon, who's ranked number 8, and Washington is number 7. Number 9, they dropped down to number 9 from number 3. USC, hung on for dear life, and they're ranked number 10. Number 11 is Alabama, who was 11 in one poll last week, and 10 in the other one, and then getting the top 10 in the AP poll. North Carolina is number 12. They got a big one coming up against Miami this weekend, so you get a chance to see that. Number 13 is Ole Miss. Ole Miss got a big one coming up, too. They want to be able to play through and continue to win so they can be right on the tail of Alabama. And I think the game is with LSU this weekend. I'll check and make sure I probably put it down. And number 14 is University of Louisville, who had a big win this past weekend. I've got to give a shout out to Louisville. They beat Notre Dame and really spoiled Notre Dame's chance of being in the championship game, of being in the playoffs. And also, you have Oregon State ranked number 15. We want to truly give a shout out to the team. There are some others on here, but we're doing 15. Sun_down31. The underscore Hitman 011. And then that's Zara Young joining us. Thank you so much. Want to give a shout out. So let's kind of look at this poll. Is think about, will Georgia really run the table at number 1 all the way to the playoff? That's a question I want to place on your mind for the next show. We're going to talk about it a little more. Will they be able to have a better pitch in 2 weeks about exactly what's going on here? Opportunities to further be ranked in the poll, and wherever you are, you got room. So that gives us about 11 or 12 contenders. 11 or 12 opportunities. We won't say pretenders, we'll say contenders who can be in the college football playoff. So we'll look forward to see how it falls, because some of them have to play. For example, Georgia has to get an opportunity to play Ole Miss. You know, that's up in Georgia. You're going to see Penn State and Michigan. Florida State, maybe in that, got to play Norman area. And maybe Louisville may be on their schedule. You have Washington taking on Oregon. That's going to change the picture right there. Then they have to take on Oregon State. Then also Washington got to take on USC. All these teams in the top 7 through 10. So they got to play. So that's going to nudge them together. Because one of them lose, it may fall completely out of because the one team behind that winning goal fouls and they go up there. So truly we're looking for an awesome rest of the season. So those are the rankings for the top 25, but I only gave 15 of the NCAA rankings. We're going to look at week 5 and week 6. We have some, and we have some results, and we want to give a shout-out for those results that we have. On week 5, you had number 10, Utah, 7, and number 18, Oregon State, 21. So we give a shout-out to Oregon State for winning. That was a must-see game. We had number 1, Georgia, 27, and at Auburn. Auburn scored 20, but they led the game for a second, but Georgia turned it on in the second half. This is week 5 now, not week 6. Then you had USC taking on Colorado, so that's sort of like a mixture, which they played 2 weeks ago, and they won 48-41. We also had Florida, who ranked number 22, 33-14. Kansas, who ranked 24, lost to Texas, who was ranked at the time, number 3, 40-14. Number 12, Alabama, rolled over Mississippi State, 40-17. And week 6 results, the must-see game, Georgia turned it on, a notch of 5, went up 51-13 over Kentucky, who had just bounced Florida with a real tough running attack, but it was shut down in this game against Georgia. Oklahoma, who was ranked number 12, beats number 3, Texas. And that allows them to vault up to number 5. Then we had number 10, Notre Dame, to lose to Louisville, who was ranked number 25. The score was 33-20. Louisville vaulted from number 25 to number 14. And Notre Dame fell from number 10 down to 21. So those are the results of the must-see game, week 5, week 6. And next thing you want to focus on is what was considered to be the most impressive game in week 6. We have to say number 1, Georgia, who was slowly getting by, decided to stay in Kentucky again, 51-13. Then we also had Oklahoma. And Oklahoma taking on Texas. Oklahoma upset. So these are games that asked close to the last play. They was able to score the last touchdown. And they won 34-30. In the Rival Classic. Then we had number 25, Louisville. Co-host for Notre Dame. Number 10 over playing the college football playoff. Score 33-20. And then you had number 11, Alabama, travel to Texas A&M and had a hard-fought game and won 26-20 to secure the first place position in the Western Division of the SEC. So you're looking at the opportunity for individuals and teams contenders of pretenders. Some of them is already can fit in that category. Now Notre Dame falls in the pretenders, but it's going to take a lot for them to battle and get back. There are several other teams slowly falling into that area, but they're going to have to get to work and do the best they can to be successful. So truly, that is our segment, pretty much on that part of the segment, on the impressive game of week 6. We want to give a shout out to another one of our sponsors, Mary Ruth's Restaurant out of Georgia, Alabama.
Are you looking for home-cooked food in a family-friendly environment? Well, look no further than Mary Ruth's.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant.
Located at 261 State Highway 106 in beautiful Georgiana, Alabama.
Great food in a family-friendly environment.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant offers home-cooked breakfast. All the fixings, you name it, they've got it. And not just home-cooked breakfast. Home-cooked breakfast, lunch, and dinner items. Mary Ruth's Restaurant specializes in a meat and three vegetables meal. And meat and three. Also, home-cooked hamburgers, Philly cheesesteak sandwiches, and much, much more. Seafood lovers.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant has seafood Fridays.
Barbecue Saturdays. And it's all caught fresh and made from scratch. Including the desserts and so much more. Mm-mm good. Stop by. 261 West State Highway 106 in Georgiana. Mary Ruth's Restaurant. Call today. 334-362-4032. That's 334-362-4032. Mary Ruth's Restaurant. Home-cooked meals. Family-friendly environment. Great food. Who could ask for more in a restaurant? Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana. Breakfast from 7 a.m. until 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday. Lunch from 11 to 2. And dinner from 5 until 9. Barbecue Saturdays begin at 11 a.m. and last until 9. Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana. Home-cooked food with a family-friendly environment. Come on by. Sunday dinner from 11 a.m. until 5 p.m.
I'm Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana, Alabama. Check them out. Best southern food that you can find in South Central Alabama. Guild the co-owners, Brother Marvin, member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter, Lala Smith, Marvin Lala Smith, and his wife, Sara, member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority, Incorporated, Pastor Katrina Lopez Smith. Give them a call. The number is 334-549-0950. 334-549-0950. That's Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana, Alabama. So check them out. Find out what's going on. Let's move to our next segment. But before that, we give a shout out to some other people that's joined us. Lil Mike 12420 is joining us. Thank you, Lil Mike. You Got Me 808 joining us. That old boy is Jake. So shout out to old boy is Jake. Then we have Cornelius Crockford joining us. Thank you. Sherry D joining us. Graveyard underscore person. Then we have Shelly Sweet Cakes joining us. And those are the ones so far joining us. Thank you so much for taking time. So let's look at our, in this middle part of our segment, we want to look at a couple other things that's so important, like the top performance of week six. I'm truly going to have to give a star. And I need for you all, everybody, I need you to hit the button. Send some likes. I need some likes. We need to get up our likes up. We need to get our likes up. So all you got to do is hit it and put like. Like, like. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Appreciate it. Just hit the like button. Let me know you like it. We need to know how you feel. If you want to hit a star, hit a star. We all right with both of that. We all right with both of them. A star, a heart, or either a like. We need to get the likes up so we can continue to do what we're doing based on your life and your voice. Let's talk about the the top performers of week six. We're going to truly give a shout out to this young man at the University of Alabama, Jermaine Burton. He had 10 catches for 170 yards. That's almost 20 yards per catch. And it was just one of the number two defense in the country, which was Texas A&M in FBS. So we give a shout out to Jermaine Burton. In week six for his performance. He really got out of the whatever doghouse he may have been in and came out to play. So we'll give him a shout out. We're going to move to the must-see games coming up for this weekend, which is week seven. You have Arkansas at number 11, Alabama. You have Oregon, number 8, at number 7, Washington. I'm going to refer to it. That's a 3:30 game. Alabama game is an 11 o'clock game. That's Central Standard Time. 11 o'clock actually will be 12 o'clock Eastern Time, 2:30 Central Time, and 3:30 Eastern Standard Time. Then you have USC, and Pundit has said Notre Dame is going to pull the upside. And USC lose, they're pretty much out of the race to get in the college football playoff. Number 25, Miami, this is the ACC contest, is going to decide the Atlantic Coast Division, taking on North Carolina, number 12. In North Carolina in Chapel Hill. So this is going to be some awesome games to keep an eye out for. Next topic we want to really get a look at is about some hottest topics in high school. And it's not in one state, it's throughout the country. So we want to take a look at some of the hottest topics. They don't have enough information, but as soon as our experts come back, I think there's a lot of talk about amateur status. And this is not that where players, you know, are moving around from place to place, but this is where players may be receiving NIL in a high school level or receiving some kind of benefit from someone or their coach on their performance. And we had a couple of situations that occurred. I know I heard of one in Selma, and there was another school that was actually had to forfeit their game, but they appealed it and it came back, and now they're working to get that situation back in order. So you have to be kind of careful with your son, especially when you were different people. In the state of Alabama, in Georgia and others, you want to operate as a sports agent, you got to register with the Secretary of Office. And you register, and that person can give you an in-depth about NIL as a high school student, as well as prepare you for future opportunities, could be a professional agent. And truly, I'll give a shout-out to something I do as well. I'm a sports agent, and I truly, truly want to work with each and every one of you all, your sons and your daughters, on whatever level you want. Get an understanding on NIL. We want to talk about that. So we're truly excited about being able to do this and give back. Now, that's what we're doing. We're giving back. So let's talk about our high school. We just said about amateur playing status. Then we got some violence that I noticed in some places after the game. Games being canceled, homecoming games being canceled in certain areas throughout the country because of the violence. It may be the violence outside the gate, or the street down, but it's to the point where we are really, really dealing with a situation with gunfire. And we're going to have to address this, whether it's up our security, up our police officers, or get a little tougher on when people feel like they want to fire a gun in a public crowd. And we just got, I believe we have to be firm about what we're doing. But be fair now. I want you to be fair. Some people don't think it'd be fair. Yes, it can be fair because a lot of times we get caught up trying to bring in a gender and race and everything. Truth of the matter, we have to also look at the background, too. A lot of times we sometimes commit, continue to commit, and then that final one puts you in a situation where you say, oh, wow, you know, I didn't, you know, fit ahead this way. I'm heading out, you know, to be, adjust my behavior. But we think sometimes it's not right, but realize, never just one incident. Most of the time it's two or three. I can speak on my own child. I know. So to truly, truly keep that in mind, and let's not get caught up. So violence has to stop. We have teams fighting, jumping on officials. You have all kind of things that are going on. Must stop in this high school, else we're not going to be able to come to our stadium to watch our young competitors perform because they're fearful of what's going to happen. You got the anger and you stay at home. I'm giving you my advice. Stay at home. Don't come to these stadiums. You understand the rules they have in place. Don't bring something from the street to the stadium. Let's have a safe environment for our young people. I'm asking each and every one of you to talk to individuals about that. Don't just let me be the only one talking about it. There's others that need to be talked about, even at school level, the law enforcement. You know, we need help for the whole community now. This is a holistic situation that we have to do better to protect our children and protect our future. Truly, that's what you have to do. So we want to share that and our thoughts about that. When we have our high school expert on, we're going to let him jump in a little bit. We got another, we got to pay another bill or two before we go in the last part of this segment. This is Soap Gems by Jackson and Grace.
If you want to purchase some of the best soap and perfume scents in South Central Alabama, contact Soap Gym by Jackson and Grace. The owner is Miss Jennifer Jackson. Contact number 251-369-3000. 1344, or go to Facebook. Type in Jennifer with one N, Jackson, or Charlie's Angel. There's several items like Bombshell, Chance of a Lifetime, Luddy's Lover, Straight Savage, Manpower, Goat Milk Lotion, and Coming Lavender Seesaw. So please check her out. Again, that number is 251-369-1344. Soap Gym by Jackson and Grace.
Jackson and Grace, truly, Ms. Jennifer Jackson, this is a business, she's working with her family, and it was awesome, we appreciate her as an example, and truly, this is, when you're taking a step out of there, you know it's going to require effort and hard work, so we commend them, and we are thankful they're using our platform to share their good news, so thank you so much. That's Soap Gym by Jackson and Grace. Jennifer Jackson on Facebook, either Charlie's Angel. I'll give them a call at 251-1344. Soap Gems by Jackson. As we get ready to close out our last segment, we want to kind of talk about the power ranking for the state of Arkansas, the state of Alabama, the state of Florida, the state of Georgia, the high school ranking, state of Louisiana, along with South Carolina, Texas, Tennessee, and Mississippi. We're going to start off with the state of Alabama, ranked number one out of the power rankings. We have Central Phoenix City, number two, Clay, number three, Sarah, all those undefeated, Thompson, ranked number four, Hillcrest, ranked number five. Then we also have Vestavia Hill, ranked number six, Enterprise ranked number seven, and Auburn ranked number seven. That's the ranking for the state of Alabama. I'm gonna have to last it six after that. So they got 25, but we'll focus on those eight, and we're gonna see some of those games coming up. We're gonna talk about it on the next show in 2 weeks, and some of those maybe because we're getting close to the playoff, and we want to be able to talk. But our high school expert will be on for the state of Arkansas. We'll give a shout-out to Parkview High School, ranked number one. We have Bryant High School, ranked number two. Conway, Arkansas, ranked number three. Arcana, like some people say. Fayetteville, Arcana. Greenwood, Arkansas, is number five. Shiloh Christian Academy. We ranked number six. So those are the top six in the great state of Arkansas. In the state of Florida, Florida High School Athletic Association, we have ranked number one, IMG Academy, who's been ranked number one all year. Seminon Madonna, ranked number two. St. Thomas Aquinas is ranked number three. Coco is ranked number four. American Heritage Lookout in Fort Lauderdale is ranked number five. Central down in Miami is ranked number six. And Norland, who's ranked now, who's in Miami as well, ranked number seven. The Georgia High School Association, their top five, you have Buford, ranked number one, also ranked number three in the national poll behind IMG Academy. You have Mill Creek, ranked number two. We have Walton, ranked number three. Colquitt County, ranked four. Newton, ranked number five. You know, you're driving on 85 up north, you go to Newton, go through. And number six is Thomas County Central, ranked number six. In South Carolina High School, lead, they say. Northwestern ranked number one. Southern Florence is ranked number two. Or South Florence. You got Irmo is ranked number five. Number three. James F. Byers is ranked number four. Somerville coming in at number five. Hillcrest coming in at number six. In the great state of Tennessee, you have McCauley ranked number one. Baylor ranked number two. Memphis University High ranked number three. Arcola ranked number six. And for the Mississippi High Association Power Ranking, we'll say Oak Grove is number one. Louisville is ranked number two, depending on where you're from. Ocean Springs is ranked number three. And we know that's down in the south. Winona is ranked number four. Northwest Rankin is ranked number five. And West Jones is ranked number six. That's your high school ranking. And we truly, truly thank you for being a part of this tonight. We want to share that. Shout out a few more individuals added to our set here. I'm going to push my glasses so I can see. Look like, okay, BT Robbins, 28. You have Wilson Agat, add three. Lon Lemon, five. Jack Kolax. Thank you, and all our alumni we have. Thank you, Warm Chin. This is Ayuta is also joining us. Thank each and everyone for joining us. It's been awesome tonight, man. We're great to share. We want you to follow us on Zeta Squad Green for 19. Check us out on Instagram. You can follow us. We need those followers. I'm gonna be sending out. Back up, like I said, the Zeta Phi Sigma, and we have to let them see it out there. It's no longer part of us. And if you see it, please send an email, send something to me so I can go to Instagram and have it shut down, which I already reported it as being hacked, removed the opportunity for it to show up. But some people are maneuvering and working around. So truly, truly, we ask you to do that. But we also will be working to get President Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith up. We might have a change. Might be President Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith. That one was also instrumental in being hacked, but I was able to use it, and I was trying to broadcast, and it didn't quite come through. I tell you, Facebook has been good. Thank others for being a part of it. Thank you so much. That's Facebook.com. So, yeah, thank you so much. TikTok, thank you. And that's Dr. L.B. Alberto Smith. Tumblr, thank each and every one of y'all for having your presence. Thank you so much. And you can get it at Dr. Lowe-blog. Then mentioned on our Instagram and on Blog Talk Radio. You always have an opportunity to call in, and to call in 347-857-4192. Press 1 and I'll make sure you can share your thoughts. And just to close it out now, we thank each and every one of y'all for being here because we truly have worked to the 6 minutes left. I want to tell each and every one that I love you. It's really, 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 really from my heart. Lead host on WDSW Radio, they say we're number one. I just want to speak for all of us, the team. Thank you so much. We couldn't do it without you. 6 years wouldn't have been possible if it hadn't been for fans, listeners, and watchers like you all over the world. Thank you. It humbles us to be able to do that. All of my co-hosts, all of the team that worked, all the sponsors, we are all appreciative of you supporting us through viewing us and making comments. As I thought, my good God here. So as we get ready to close out, we want to give a shout out to the last sponsor, which is the most important sponsor, and it's for sure they are their last now, but it's because they're the brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. They're sponsoring us, they partner with us, and we really We should.
It's indeed a pleasure to talk about the brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter in Greenville, Alabama. The most progressive brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. They're providing service. They're standing up to the motto, culture for service and service for humanity. If you want to contact those brothers, you can go to Facebook, Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville, or you can go to Instagram, and that's Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville with the number 10. And if you want to tweet them, those brothers, that's Zeta Phi Sigma _ 10. Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, we're proud of you. Make it do what it do.
Co-sponsors it. We're so glad Phi Sigma Chapter Greenville, Alabama is playing a part in making sure this network is up and running and getting the word out. They co-sponsored on Dr. Lowe's Neighborhood Show, and it talks about the series on supporting boys to be impactful men. The Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma is co-sponsoring that. That's their service to give back, partner with us. Partner with this station, the WBSW Radio, the internet station, we're number one. So thank you, brothers. Thank you for all you're doing, and thank you for your support and what we're trying to do here on WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one. Now, as we get ready to close out, I just want everybody to keep in mind, I share how I feel. That's the love and then the heart. But I want you to always keep in mind that it's important. Hashtag of One Life Matters. One life matters. The second hashtag is responsible. We need you to be responsible. And if you're a grown man, you share with others, be responsible. Truly be responsible. So truly, that's what we ask you to do. And as we get ready to close out, I want to say this to you, and it's coming truly from my heart. And, you know, all I ask you to do is support what we're doing, because we truly love you. Because we got that love for you now. And I want to play this and then we'll get ready to close out.